Joining us now is Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. Greg, the weather finally, the good weather finally has arrived. That means some outdoor music, some festivals are coming up, and the Tulip Fest, a mountain jam, and we've got a rundown.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tulip Fest always kicks off that big outdoor festival season, and we got our fingers crossed for some good weather because they're talking about a little bit of rain on Saturday, but hopefully not too much. And, of course, Saturday and Sunday in Albany's Washington Park all day long. And most of the buzz is about the big national bands that are up on the parade grounds. Mm-hmm. But do not ignore the hometown talent that's on the Lake House Amphitheater stage. And we're going to play some of our local favorites who are going to be at Tulip Fest this weekend, starting with Rebel Darling, who kick off the fest at 1 o'clock on Saturday. That's a project of M.R. Palopoulos, and he's going to be joined by, John Rice and Ryan Dunham from Red Haired Strangers, and Roger Noyes from Arch Stanton Quartet, and Tommy Krebs from Altamira. That's at 1 o'clock on Saturday, so here's a little bit of Hard Times from M.R. Palopoulos' sophomore solo album, Harvest the Heart.
I had some feet that could walk a mile to see friends and down the aisles. I passed a fad and its shallow styles, but then you walked along. Cut a path to exile. Hard times. Hard times. Hard times.
M.R. Palopoulos, Hard Times. The Washington Park, 1 p.m. on Saturday at the Lake House Amphitheater stage during Tulip Fest. Also coming up, if the weather cooperates, and I'm sure it will, Tear Down the Coastline.
The Parlor. My favorite, really, I think my favorite band around town these days. And they're hitting that amphitheater stage right after Rebel Darling there at 2:15 on Saturday. And they've got a new album coming out soon. It's kind of a folk meets funk thing, but we don't have that yet. So we're going to play a little track from their previous album, Our Day in the Sun, and we hope it is sunny out there. It's Tear Down the Coastline.
Down the coastline, build us a castle. When will we have our day in the sun?
Parlor, Tear Down the Coastline. They'll be part of Tulip Fest as well, Saturday, 2:15 p.m., again at the Lake House Amphitheater stage. The weather looks better for Sunday. Not perfect, but better. And on Sunday afternoon at about 3:30, the North and South Dakotas.
Both Dakotas will be there, yes, indeed. And fine Saratoga Americana band. They just put out a new album, or a new EP, rather, titled Hunger. We don't have it yet, unfortunately. So we're going to play one of their earlier tracks, Anna Lee.
She laid a pretty head upon my shoulder. Slipped through the night, didn't make a sound. No winding roads through the quiet towns. Didn't wait. Oh, Anna Lee. She threw her arms around me as she woke. She took a nip of whiskey as a roll of smoke. I think I like.
The North and South Dakotas, Anna Lee, will be at 3:30 p.m. Sunday, the Lake House Amphitheater stage. A good Mother's Day present. Bring Mom by. I'm sure she'll get into the North and South Dakotas, don't you think?
I do indeed. And if you can't make it on Sunday, they're going to be at Saratoga Winery tonight. Mm-hmm. They're going to be at Peabody's in Saratoga on Saturday night. And then next Friday, they're going to be down here in Albany at McGeary's Pub. So you got plenty of chances to see North and South Dakotas.
Sean Rao, one of your favorites, I know.
Indeed. I think we played some Sean just a month or two ago, but he's on a roll. He had a great headlining show at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall just last month. And now he's got a really nice, a choice festival slot at the 10th Annual Mountain Jam down at Hunter Mountain on Sunday, June 8th. It's the final day of the four-day Mountain Jam, and sharing the stage with him on Sunday is going to be the Allman Brothers Band, Michael Franti and Spearhead, a whole bunch of great stuff. Sean has just finished up his new album. Unfortunately, it's not going to be out until September. So here's a little bit of Flying from his latest release, The Salesman and the Shark.
I would not lose to junkies on the street. It hit me so hard, I could not see. That shot was only meant for me. And all the faces that I knew, they were lies. When the hard road went back to sand, and with the wheel still in my hand, I built a highway out of dust, and I was flying.
Sean Rao will be playing at the Mountain Jam, Hunter Mountain. That's next month, Sunday, June 8th. And a homecoming of sorts for Steve Katz, who spent part of his younger years in Schenectady. In fact, I believe made his professional debut on WRGB television.
That's right, indeed. So you did your homework,
Brian. I did it.
I'm very impressed.
I spoke with him about a couple months ago. He told me about listening to WTRY and PTR in the Albany area and going on the old Teenage Barn show on Channel 6, which I'm old enough to remember.
See, I was going to say, I'm sure some of the listeners out there mm-hmm. remember the Teenage Barn. Yeah, because Steve Katz was at the Linda just
right.
in September, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's coming back, and he's going to be playing tonight at Cafe Lena up in Saratoga Springs. And it's not just any old concert, but it's also his 69th birthday. So in honor of his birthday, we thought we'd play a track from 1968 from Blood, Sweat, and Tears' debut album, Child is Father to the Man. Here's a tune that Steve wrote and sang, Megan's Gypsy Eyes.
Taught her how to run, though not discreetly. Megan's not as old as she'd like to think she's young. Sophisticated dreams are as plastic as the song she has sung. Likes to think she's hung on herself. And aren't you lucky?
Schenectady's very own Steve Katz coming back to Saratoga Springs. Concert at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs tonight. Happy birthday to Steve Katz. And
One other thing.
Sure.
Also in Blood, Sweat, and Tears,
mm-hmm.
Al Cooper.
That's right.
And Al Cooper is bringing his 70th birthday tour to the Egg in Albany on Saturday, May 17th. So you can compare and contrast Steve Katz and Al Cooper.
Any chance we might get them together?
I don't know. It's I'm not sure where that sits these days.
Greg Hames of Nippertown.com. He's getting ready for a very busy weekend at the...
I got my running shoes on.
The Tulip Festival. He's got Mountain Jam coming up. He's got some clubs to inhabit. Greg Hames, Nippertown.com. Thanks a lot.
You bet, Brian.